There was a dramatic announcement at the Capitol today. Republican senators who had battled the president over his plans to interrogate and try terror suspects said they had reached agreement with the White House and would end their holdout. Here's what Senator John McCain, a leader in the resistance, had to say.
There's always, in this business, people say who's the winners and who's the losers. There's none. We're all winners because we've been able to come to an agreement through a process of negotiation and consensus. We still have the House of Representatives to go along with this agreement, but I'm very proud of what we've accomplished today, and we've all been in it together.
President Bush spent the day raising money for Republican candidates in Florida, where he made this statement.
I'm pleased to say that this agreement preserves the most single, most potent tool we have in protecting America and foiling terrorist attacks. And that is a CIA program to question the world's most dangerous terrorists and to get their secrets.
Shortly thereafter, reporters got a briefing from National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley, who had been negotiating the deal with the senators who opposed the president. Hadley said both sides had given some ground, but that the president won his bottom line, the ability to go forward with a CIA program that is outside the limits of the Armed Forces Interrogation Code. NPR's Nina Totenberg was at that briefing and joins us to talk about it. And Nina, we should say at the outset that this is one side's view of the agreement, not a text of the agreement itself.
Well, that's right. The White House made Stephen Hadley available, and he's the National Security Advisor, the guy who had the job that Condi Rice had before she became Secretary of State, and he's been the point man on these negotiations.
And Nina, these talks have included the big three senators, the key opponents of the president in the Senate, Republicans John Warner of Virginia, John McCain of Arizona, whom we heard earlier, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. They were said to have engineered a coup in the Senate Armed Services Committee. What do you know about the compromise? Which side won? Which version does this resemble most closely?
Well, in fact, this is a compromise. Both sides got something. You would have to say when you look at this that the White House perhaps got more than Senator McCain did on the question of the so-called Article 3, Common Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions. Yes, the White House language is off the table. They're not redefining Common Article 3. But when you look at the fine print, in the end, they are, in fact, sort of redefining Common Article 3 because, yes, torture is outlawed, but it looks very much as though there is a policy against cruel and degrading treatment like waterboarding, for example, about which we've heard a lot. But there's no penalty. CIA officers who engage in that practice would not be subject to criminal prosecution. On the other hand, the White House had very much wanted to have it so that the evidence used against individual defendants, accused terrorists, suspects held at Guantanamo, that they wouldn't be able to see the evidence against them. Senator Graham was adamant that that could not be the case, and the White House caved on that point, it seems almost entirely. That doesn't mean that there'll be classified evidence that accused terrorists will see. It means that summaries of evidence, sanitized summaries, will be shown, and if the jury sees it, so will the defendant.
Mm-hmm. And Nina, how does this deal in the Senate mesh with the House version of this bill?
Well, it doesn't, but apparently the House is willing to go along with most of it. And if it doesn't go along with most of it, there won't be a bill by the end of next week, and the administration wants one before the election.
Okay, NPR's Nina Totenberg, thanks very much.